Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I am Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And as for today, we have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Sister Bita. Welcome to the studio, sisters.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to be with both of you. And since it is the ritual in here for the guests to introduce themselves, I would like you to very much briefly introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background about yourself.
I am Zainab Askari, and I am actually from Indian administrated Kashmir. And I have been living in Iran for some 9 years now.
Yeah.
And before that, I have done masters in linguistics from Kashmir University, and then I joined Hausa in Qom.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear sisters and dear listeners. I am Bita, and again, I have the pleasure to be here with you too, and especially our listeners. And I'm studying medicine in Tehran, and that's it.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
In whatever you're doing. There was a time in my life when I thought that, okay, all these difficulties that I'm facing are not going to end and there is no full stop for it. And then just for some days, you feel like your heart is getting crushed so heavily and then you cannot do anything for it. Like, you know, it happens in every one of our lives that for one day, for 1 week, for a month, for even longer than that, we feel like everything is just getting out of our control, and we're just, unfortunately, we get to think that we are left alone and nothing happens to change the situation. Nothing happens for my good and everything is against me. The entire world is my enemy. It's very difficult for us in those moments to just keep the moderation and the balance, which is the key point in our lives. It's very difficult in those moments to feel like, okay, there's going to be an end to it. I'm sure it has happened to you as well.
Yeah, it happened for sure. You know, I think these difficulties, I don't know, these darkness of everybody's life just are there for you. You know, it's a part of you. It's a part of life. So it's not like you just, maybe lie to yourself that, okay, no, life is beautiful. Life is la vie en rose. Life is that. Life is this. No, it's not like that. Life is not a kind of rainbow thing, you know. So life is not as beautiful as you think. It's the first step that you have to accept.
Exactly.
You know? And the other thing is that sometimes you are just get trapped in a positive feedback mechanism. What it is, you know, you cannot just make the balance of being happy and being sad, because when you are sad, you really think about your sadness. And this just thinking about your sadness will make you more sad and sadder and
even
sadder.
Even sadder, yeah.
Yeah, and this is exactly the same thing about happiness. You know, this is what we call it, the positive feedback loop, that it happens even in our body. You know, sometimes there are some chemicals that, you know, they are secreted from some parts of your body, and they will come back to that organ, and that will affect it to secrete more. And this is exactly what happens in our body and in our mind, okay? And the only way to stop this, actually, mechanism is to realize that it is gonna end. As you mentioned this, you know, there is an end and a full stop for everything in this world. So,
exactly.
Because this world, the nature of this world is not going to last forever.
So, Sister Zainab, we have it in the Holy Book of Quran that Inna ma'al usri yusra.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to keep, you know, believing in this very verse whenever you are in difficulties. I mean, sometimes these hallucinations get into your mind that maybe I'm an exception. Maybe there is no end to it. Or maybe it's just so far away from me that I cannot tolerate to get to that point.
I think all that starts with the comparison that's in my mind. Maybe things get difficult for me because I am comparing myself with those who have a better life than me. But you don't know everyone around is struggling, everyone around. You know, I just had a conversation with my friends who are living in Dubai. I had conversation with my friends who are living in India. I had conversation with my friends who are living in the UK, who are living in the US. There was no one I would say, who is entirely happy. You know, you sometimes you feel like, okay, someone living in the best part of the world has a better life. Sometimes they face the worst situations. And I think it's all because of these comparisons. All right, Allah had something problem with me. All sadness is written
in my nature.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when I give you, when I'm generous towards you, when I give you the blessings, you go into this, you know, thought of yours and you say like, فَيَكُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. My Lord, He has honored me.
Mm-hmm.
He has been nice with me, and I deserve this. And then he says that, but whenever I test you by taking away something from you or like, you know, giving you less provision, then you kind of protest and say, my Lord has undeservedly humiliated me.
Yeah.
Well, as he says that, I'm testing you both. Sometimes I'm testing you by giving you something. Sometimes I'm testing you by taking away something from you. You know, both are tests. If I'm confronting some sadness right now, some grief right now, definitely the one I'm in a test. Allah says it's Ibtullah, it's your test.
And it's a constant test, whether it be a blessing or a misery.
It should be understood, blessing is also a test.
Exactly.
This is the point where we fail to understand that the one who has blessing is not being tested.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the world is just 2 days. One day that is for you and the other day is the day when you think it's against you. Well, in both days, don't take them so seriously because the days that are for you are not going to last forever. And the day that is not for you and it's actually against you is not going to last forever as well. So this idea must be just carved somewhere in our brain that, okay, I am not going to be in these very situations forever. Life is a short, temporary journey that is not going to be eternal. So whatever of misery and of happiness I'm going through in this world is not going to last forever. But I do believe that as a living, breathing being, it's very difficult sometimes to just believe in all of these things. You know, sometimes we get tired of things very much easily. I mean, in the moment of misery and catastrophes, it's very, very difficult to keep up with the same creed we always had.
You know what? I think sometimes the reason why we feel like so much sad or so much happy about something is the attachment we have to this materialistic world. And this is a problem. You know, you chose something wrong to be attached to. And I think it is
now really... we should write that with gold. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the wrongest thing we have picked as for
unfortunately
attachment.
And this is not something that we have to blame ourselves for, you know. This is the nature of human being that they are interested in materialistic things. This is a part of you, this is a part of your nature, but you know, you don't try to control it. Unless you feel the necessity to do that, you know, sometimes the examinations that are in the in your way or the obstacles will force you to do that. But if there is no obstacle, if there is nothing, you don't feel the force to change the source of your attachment. And I think the solution for this disease, it's a disease, I call it a disease, the attachment, the strong attachment we have to this materialistic world. And as you see, the older we get, the more attachment we feel for everything, for money especially.
Yeah.
I see this special greed in old people, which is really interesting for me. Why are you like that? You know, your death is close, you know, sometimes you have a limited time, but you're like, you love your money and you would kill yourself because of that money. Why?
Exactly.
And, you know, this is a concept that I'm understanding more and more when I grow older and more mature, that, you know, when you grow old, your attachments are stronger to this materialistic world. And for curing this disease, you have to find the spiritual love, you know. You have to go through that. A spiritual love is something that you have to educate it.
Exactly.
It's not something you can gain it by, I don't know, nature or something, no. You have to go through some speech, some, I don't know, ceremonies, whatever, or even reciting the Holy Quran, which is the most beautiful way
exactly.
to do that.
Exactly, that
know?
Is so soothing.
Exactly.
And it would do miracles. And you know what? Just speaking of the yeah. transitory nature of the world, I would say that I'm going to add something, but please don't judge me for being a depressed person. I think sometimes visiting cemeteries is going to help you so much. Because
exactly.
you would believe that, okay, this is my final resting place. Why do I have to just get sad for something that I know after time it's going to just get solved?
You know, another thing I do for that as a reminder is looking at the page of death you have in your identity card. You know,
yeah,
card.
That also
yeah,
is.
I look
sometimes there
so
are
dark.
People who are not even affected by that
yeah.
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them in Surah Taghasur, you know, with the same story that you said, visiting some cemeteries. However, Sister Bita was talking about something and this reminded me of a Noble Imam Imam Ali alayhi salam, who says that, you know, he writes to Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, sometimes we feel happy when we get something that we thought we would never get. And we feel sad when we miss out on something that we thought we would always have. But what we should only be happy for the things we have achieved for the afterlife. And we should only be sad for the things we have missed out for the afterlife. We should not be too happy about gaining worldly pleasures, and we should not be too sad about missing them. So
exactly.
again, Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving the criteria of being happy or sad for the things that you have amassed for the afterlife.
And now, hearing all of these things and talking about them is very much easier than just practicing them in our life. Adapting them into real life is something difficult that needs practice. So we just have to practice for it every now and then. Right now, let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back in a blink of an eye. So speaking of the sad parts of life, when we get through them, you know, those are the moments when we fail to just be our true selves and to just get the pieces of ourselves together.
Yeah.
Those are very difficult. So if you see someone who's suffering from these sort of experiences, what is the first thing you're going to tell them?
These two shall pass. This is the only thing that I tell to the
wow.
people who have traumas, you know. And sometimes another thing which is really important here is that to, in order to keep this balance between sadness and happiness, you have to accept the sadness and happiness. Sometimes you are sad, but you don't want to show it. You want to go through a fake happiness by, I don't know, doing drugs, going to parties, talking to people. You do everything not, in order not to feel this sadness.
Yeah, just to
accept
distract
it.
Yourself.
You know, feel it. Sometimes you have to feel it. For
mm-hmm.
a short time, just cry. For an hour, and it's gonna end. You know, you don't believe it, but it's gonna end. Just, I think sometimes you have to show these feelings of yours to the
mm-hmm.
world, to yourself, and it can be a cure for all of this,
yeah.
and it can have a balance in your life. You know, and these traumas, you know, we have it all. Sometimes you feel like you're so special, and this is really, really harmful and detrimental for you to
right.
feel like you're special, you know? You feel like, no, I'm the only miserable person in this world. No, you're not. We have all our own miseries.
We're a big company. You're
yeah,
not alone.
Exactly. You're not alone. That's it.
Yeah.
I think we don't see the beauty behind that. The grief, the sad part of the life is always seen only sad. We don't see the beauty underlying this. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, what you would get in return for your difficult times in the akhirah, when you will see the reward, you will say to yourself, I wish I had scissors and I could, you know, cut myself into the pieces and bear that difficulty if I knew the reward was this. So I think we are unaware of the beauty that lies behind that sorrowful mm-hmm. time. We grow, basically. We, in the physical world,
yeah, that's
we
the
do
process
grow.
Of growing.
But in the akhirah as well, Allah has something better for us. And as sister said, that this too shall pass, we should always remember this is for this world.
So thank you for staying with us. And thank you, Sister Zainab. Thank you, Sister Bita. Until another
session. Thank you for having us.
I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Let the ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.